Spooky programming. Let us imagine we have a list containing three letters, A, B, and C. Most teachers will ask you to use a loop which will deliver each of the letters to you separately, unpacking the list one at a time. And then you just say, print letter. You should know how to do this for sure, but only to build a system that does this correctly. Simple loops like this are far too primitive for web programming. In a web page, the list is sure to change. The letters could be users or users' emails or just to-do items. So you will almost always need to know when a list changes. Calling update UI yourself after you make a change is not quite possible, because this type of complexity can only grow in your application. Eventually, you will have parent lists and sublists. And then, what does update UI update? What does it actually mean? Well, it means things won't work. Let us not mince words. You need to make your list reactive by extending the array and returning an object proxy that monitors for changes. And then give your list a subscribe method. Just like you have an add to list, you will now have a subscribe to listen to list for changes. You will need a subscription mechanism to be notified when the array has changed. You will give the subscribe a function to execute, called a subscriber, and it will execute this function each time there was a change. A JavaScript object proxy has a get and a set, so you can tell when a user is just reading and when they are changing something. You also need to monitor for additional adding and deleting actions or method, 9+ actions in total. Push, pop, shift, unshift, splice, sort, reverse, fill, copy within. And ask AI to always double check, as new methods may be added. JavaScript does update rather nicely. This is not scary. AI will be helping you at every step. There are no worries here. It just doesn't work that way anymore. Knowing that there was a change is not enough, however, especially because you already likely created things in the web page. That means you can only update, and only what has changed. So you need to know what was deleted to delete the thing that's no longer necessary. You need to know what was added to add the new thing to the web page, and you need to know what was moved so that you can reorder things efficiently that already exist. Moreover, you may not want to actually delete things. That is such a violent thing to do when you are carefully managing what's on the screen. You may wish to mark your object as _deleted, for example, so that internally a tiny little deletion process kicks off and cleans everything up. Remember, you may be having sublists in there. To fight this confusion, to fight the growing complexity waiting to goose you, we need to use an approach called diff and patch, which is as simple as you can make it. Diff is just a list of differences, and patch is a thing that you use to patch your web page. Very simple. You actually don't even want to look it up too much. You don't want other people's convoluted code. Now you check what was deleted and put it in your diff list as a delete operation. Multiple delete operations, perhaps. Check what was added and put it in the diff list under operation add. And then what was moved and put it in your diff list, but now with an original index and a new index so that you can swap them out. Finally, you will need to interpret your diff list by applying a patch mechanism to what is already in your web page. Patching means performing updates only in the places that have changed. Think socks. Spooky? Yes, I guess. But if you are just learning programming and drawing lifelines with life extension exercise and healthy diet add-ons, or space travel lines with moving pixels showing time dilation is not for you, because it feels like you are moving away from programming in general, then studying reactive variables, reactive systems, may just be the correct thing to start learning programming with. In the age of the powerful programming AI everywhere, studying reactive systems is fun, interesting, enjoyable. It's like playing a board game. It's like playing chess with your computer. It's incredible, actually. It's not at all as spooky as I made it out to be. So as long as you ask for simple and lightweight JavaScript code and multiple implementations so that you can look at the code from different perspectives. Reactive programming is something you put first on your resume or CV. It's something to be very proud of, very powerful. And it is very hard to let go. Once you get the AI to create implementations or variations for you, it is not at all a challenge to comprehend it all. And then this achievement will call you back to programming. After all, you already know how reactive programming works. Why stop now when you're doing so great? So reactive programming is quite the thing. To be honest, reactive programming is indistinguishable from magic.